Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Wednesday, February 6, 2019, for Ash Wednesday. The gathering psalm for the day is chapter 51, which is read responsively. The Old Testament reading is from Joel, chapter 2 verses 1 through 6 and verses 12 through 17. The Gospel reading is from Matthew, chapter 6 verses 1 through 6 and verses 16 through 21. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Gary Brandenburg. Assisting with worship is Pastor Jen Collins.
Good evening. Welcome to St. Andrew on this Ash Wednesday. So Lent begins. It seems like it's coming to us later than ever this year, but maybe the snow is helping us think of it as not so late in coming. Next week, we start our midweek worship, our Lenten worship, and our theme is life in the wilderness, and we'll spend some time reflecting on losses of various kinds, which may not sound like a very joyful thing to focus on in Lent. But as we remember tonight, the reminder that we are dust is actually promise. And so is the reminder that through our losses, we have life in Christ. So we'll spend some time dwelling on that over worship at 12:15 and 6:15 on Wednesdays. Soup also starts next week, so lunch will be available after the noon service and before and after the 6:15 p.m. service. The confirmation journey continues. I'm glad to see so many of you here tonight. We'll worship together throughout Lent. Confirmation is also about integrating into the life of the whole church. So between worship and an opportunity to serve at Lent Soup Sandwich, that'll hopefully help us provide an integration experience. So parents, look for an email from me, perhaps by tomorrow, that have some sign-up information that'll be done online so that it can fit more conveniently into your schedule. And you can choose which week that is. We have a Lenten study that's starting up Wednesday evenings after worship, so about 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, 10:45 on Sundays, and then those two take place here at St. Andrew, and then 7 p.m. on Thursdays at Bull Falls. We'll be working through this book, Because of This I Rejoice. So if you're interested in being a part of one of those studies, you can pick up a book at the information desk or in the library. There are plenty of copies, and if we run out, we'll just order some more. You'll also see some sign-up sheets. That way we can kind of know who to expect if you'd like to be in on one of those studies. This might also be something you choose to do as a family or with a friend or just by yourself. So I'd invite you to think about this as a companion for your Lenten journey. This Sunday at the 8 and 9:30 services, we will have a special liturgy for healing. We all need healing in body, mind, and spirit. But sometimes to have a sign of the anointing of oil helps us in that healing process or that spiritual healing. It echoes the Ash Wednesday liturgy, in fact. So if you come on Sunday, know that you'll be welcome to receive the anointing, but of course that's as you choose. So you can learn more about that online. So tonight, our worship takes us through four movements. The first movement is to the Word of God, where we will pick up with Jesus in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount. The second movement is an act of confession, which is quite strange if you think about it, acknowledging the truth about where we are flawed, both as individuals and as a community. The third movement is an invitation to come forward and receive ashes on your face, to hear the words that you are dust and to dust you shall return. And the fourth movement is a movement of life as we come forward for the meal that nourishes us, the body and blood of Christ. So with that, let's join in standing together, sharing a moment of silence to center our hearts. We'll begin with a psalm that's on page 1 of the bulletin. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses.
Wash me through and through my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my offenses, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so you are justified when you speak, and right in your judgments.
Indeed, I was born steeped in wickedness, a sinner from my mother's womb. Remove my sins with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be purer than snow.
Let me hear your joy and gladness, that I may be
glorious. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my wickedness.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Let me teach your ways to offenders, and sinners shall be restored to you.
Rescue me from bloodshed, O God, my salvation, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
For you take no delight in sacrifice, for I will give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering.
The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit. A troubled and broken heart, O God, you will not despise. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, out of your love and mercy, you breathed into dust the breath of life, creating us to serve you and our neighbors. Call forth our prayers and acts of kindness. And strengthen us to face our mortality with confidence in the mercy of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our gathering song tonight, verses 1-3 of Restore in Us, O God. And I'd invite you to keep that page close at hand. It will also be our gospel acclamation. Hymn 328. Congregation may be seated. A reading from Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after the ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain and drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his canopy, leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the gospel.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in to steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Today is Ash Wednesday. And today we will take the words from Genesis chapter 3, verse 14. We'll take some ashes and we will make a sign of the cross on your forehead. Just like when we're baptized, we take water. And we will say on Ash Wednesday, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. What that means is you're going to die. And today we gather with that realization, right up front, right in our face. And therefore, well, when we give alms, because we know we lay up in treasure, our treasures in heaven. When we pray because we know there is a treasure chest of God's care and love for us. When we fast and deny ourselves certain things for the mission of Christ, we know that we are doing things that are laying treasure in heaven. And we know where our heart is, our treasure's there too. Or where your treasure is, there your heart will be. In a few moments, we're going to sing a song on page 639 in your ELW. I invite you to turn there and look and see if it's a new song to you. I have a feeling it is. This morning when we sang, it seemed to be new. And so I want to introduce this to us as we go through our Lenten journey. I'm especially struck by the first verse. When we are living, it is in Christ Jesus. And when we are dying, it is in the Lord. Both in our living and in our dying, We belong to God. We belong to God. What a comforting thought. We are all very in touch with living. This week and throughout our lives, every day life is full of vibrancy and we live. But we must never forget that in our living we belong to God, just like when it comes time for us to return to dust, we belong to God. A story. Probably 40 or 50 years ago, it's hard for me to believe that, I was a CPE student at Meritor Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. CPE stands for Clinical Pastoral Education. And to be a Lutheran pastor, you have to take at least a quarter, or sometimes a year, I did it for a year, of working in a hospital. It introduces us to clinical care. It breaks down the shock of having to deal with some pretty serious things in the health of people, which nurses and doctors deal with all the time. And I was assigned one of my quarters to the cancer chemo surgery ward. And one day I walked into the nurse's station, and the nurse gave me a note, and she said, "Chaplain, could you see this patient? He's really, really in trouble today. He got back from surgery a couple days ago. He found out today that he has terminal cancer, and he's probably not going to live very long. They'll do the most they can for him for treating, but he really needs to talk to somebody." So I walk in the room, and it's dark. It's a sunny day, but the shades are drawn. In the hospital, they have these privacy curtains. The curtain was drawn, and I can remember feeling, wow, what am I going to do in this situation? So I decided just to do the little as possible. I walked in and pulled back the curtain and said, "I'm the chaplain. Would you like to have a visit?" And he said, "I'm not sure." Said, "I haven't been a churchgoer. My wife did that. But it's okay, come on in." So we visited for a little bit, found out he was a professor at the University of Wisconsin, had been very successful, had laid up a lot of treasure here on earth, and I just kind of left that alone. And then he told me, "I've never really done much with church or with God after I became teenager and went to college. I just kind of stopped that in my life." But these words he said next really struck me and were a wonderful open door. He said, "I'm beginning to have second thoughts." And so we just went on from there having conversations. And those second thoughts became thoughts that led us to what this hymn is like. When we're living, it is in Christ Jesus, even when sometimes we're not aware of it. And when we're dying, we are in the Lord. And I'm convinced that when he came to the end of his life, he came like you and I can come. And when we're aware that we have come from dust, and to dust we will go, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to have sorrow like those who have no hope, but we can, as we will do now, we can sing this song with assurance, and we can be there to help other people who are having second thoughts. And today, as you evaluate your faith and your life in Jesus, perhaps you will have some second thoughts that will push you to greater faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's stand together and sing our hymn. Oh, times of sorrow and in times of pain, when sensing beauty or in love's embrace, whether we suffer or sing rejoicing, we belong to God. We belong to God. Across this wide world,
we shall always find those who are crying with no peace of mind. And when we help them, or when we feel them, we belong to God. We belong to God.
Friends in Christ, today, with the whole church, we enter into a time of remembering Jesus' Passover from death to life, and our life in Christ is renewed.
We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for God's mercy. We are created to experience joy and communion with God, to love one another, and to live in harmony with creation. But our sinful rebellion separates us from God, our neighbors, and creation, so that we do not enjoy the life our Creator intended.
As disciples of Jesus, we are called to a discipline that contends against evil and resists whatever leads us away from love of God and neighbor. I invite you, therefore, to the discipline of Lent, self-examination and repentance, prayer and fasting, sacrificial giving and works of love, strengthened by the gifts of word and sacrament. Let us continue our journey through these 40 days to the great 3 days of Jesus' death and resurrection. I invite you to be seated.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most holy and merciful God,
we confess to you and to one another, and before the whole company of heaven, that we have sinned by our fault, by our own fault, by our own most grievous fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone.
We have not,
loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, O God. We have shut our ears to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us, O God. Our past unfaithfulness, the pride, envy, hypocrisy, and apathy that have infected our lives, we confess to you.
Have mercy on us. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people, we confess to you.
Have mercy on us, O God. Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to share faith that is in us, we confess to you.
Have mercy on us, O God. Our neglect of human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty, we confess to you.
Have mercy on us, O God. Our false judgments, our uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us, we confess to you.
Have mercy on us, O God. Our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us, we confess to you.
Have mercy on us, O God. Restore us, O God, and let your anger depart from us.
Hear us, O God, for your mercy is great.
Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be a sign of our mortality and penitence, reminding us that only by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ are we given eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Savior. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. We stand together for prayer. Seeking the grace, mercy, and love of Almighty God, we offer our prayers for the church, for people in need, and for all of creation. The response to the prayers this evening is, "Your mercy is great." Holy and righteous God, teach us, your church, to be honest about our sinfulness. Turn our hearts back to you to receive the fullness of your forgiveness and redemption. Hear us, O God. Open wide your hand to satisfy the needs of every living thing. Send your spirit to places suffering from drought or flood. Fill every habitat with life. Hear us, O God. Raise up reconcilers who point us to the sources of injustice and teach us how to build relationships. Establish your lasting peace among the nations. Hear us, O God. Soothe the souls of people who feel like they are beyond your mercy. Soothe the souls of those who feel as though they are having second thoughts. We pray especially for Aiden, Allie, Alice, Amy, and Ashley. For Babs, Bev, Bill, Brian, Cullen, Callie, and Zach. For Charles and Jerry, Charles, Ed, Jay, Jennifer, and Jerome. For Jim, Julie, Kristen, Leanne, Lynn and Dan, Maxine and Meg, for Michael, Michelle, Monica, Nikki, and Pam, for Phil, Robin, Ron, Siri, Tom, Tony, and Zern, for Ella, Amy, Tom, Yvonne, Laura, Frank, and Pam, for Helen, Riley, Katie, Joe, Katie, Judy, Becky, and Dale, for Angie and Laura, Barb, Larissa, Harper, and Emerson, Jay, Cullen, Pat, Phyllis and family, and those we name in our hearts. Wash away the barriers that keep us far from you and restore joy in our lives. Hear us, O God. Fill our fasting bodies with your spirit of justice. Lead us into the challenging work of feeding and freeing all people. Fulfill your purpose in us. Hear us, O God. Reveal the treasures of heaven through the witness of all your saints. Give us the will to journey faithfully and to bear Christ's salvation to all who yearn for it. Hear us, O God. Reveal your will as you receive our prayers and conform our ways to your ways through the saving work of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share signs of Christ's peace with one another. Thank you.
Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After they had supped, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let's say the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, and you will be ushered to Holy Communion. Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. Thank you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. The body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you. Christ. Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. Merciful God, accompany our journey through these 40 days. Renew us in the gift of baptism that we may provide for those who are poor, pray for those in need, fast from self-indulgence, and above all, that we may find our treasure in the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Sacrifice the Lamb of God.
Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called the Lamb.
You do it. I'll pull you in.
Into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Give to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the timid. Support the weak. Help those who are burdened. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.